From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama joins the leaders of Mexico and Canada for a North American summit today in Guadalajara. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama will be talking with his Mexican and Canadian counterparts about the economy, trade, shared efforts to combat drug trafficking, and swine flu. Authorities say the swine flu outbreak this spring is a good example of how the countries can cooperate in the face of a common challenge. National Security Advisor James Jones says it can be a model for the future.
The bottom line is that what affects our bordering neighbors has the potential to affect us all, so we want to be certain that we have the tightest, best possible cooperation.
Obama has met both the Mexican president and the Canadian prime minister before, but this is the first time all three North American leaders have held a regional summit together. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration maintains it believes Pakistan's Taliban chief, Baitullah Massoud, is dead. A day after two Taliban operatives refuted that claim, National Security Advisor General Jim Jones tells Fox News that he still believes Massoud was killed in a U.S. missile strike last week.
The Pakistani government believes that he is, and all evidence that we have suggests that. But there are reports from the Massoud organization that he's not. But we think that it looks like he is.
But Washington has yet to receive DNA confirmation of Massoud's death. Iran's police chief has admitted that protesters detained in post-election unrest were abused in custody. But he claims the prisoners who died were sick and not tortured. Dale Gavlak reports.
General Ismail Magadam, Iran's police chief, said jailers beat protesters in the Karazak detention center outside of Tehran, but he said they died of disease. The government said that at least 30 people died in the unrest following the disputed re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Hundreds have been detained. Human rights groups believe the death toll is much higher and perhaps closer to 300. But Iran's opposition reformists argued that detainees were tortured to death. Even some prominent hardliners said murders were committed in the prison. Stories of widespread abuse at Karazak prompted Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, to shut down the prison last month because he said it didn't maintain the required standards. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Police divers are back in the Hudson River to search for victims of yesterday's mid-air collision outside Hoboken, New Jersey. They've recovered a fourth body from the wreckage of a tourist helicopter that crashed into a small plane yesterday afternoon. And the Associated Press is reporting that Felicia has weakened to a tropical storm upon approach to Hawaii. It was downgraded from a Category 1 hurricane. This is NPR. Typhoon Morqat hit China's southeast coast this morning, forcing the evacuation of nearly a million people. Yesterday, Morqat lashed the island of Taiwan, leaving three people dead and more than 30 missing. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has this from Beijing.
Morqat came ashore at 4:20 p.m. local time in southeast Fujian province, which faces Taiwan. Fujian authorities called some 48,000 boats back to harbor and evacuated close to half a million people. Morqat spent most of its fury on Taiwan, where it caused more than $25 million in damage to local agriculture and triggered the worst flooding in half a century. Meteorologists predict southern and central Taiwan will continue to see heavy downpours until Monday. The typhoon weakened to a tropical storm over the Taiwan Straits. It's now moving inland and up the coast straight towards Zhejiang province, where authorities have also evacuated close to half a million people. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Tokyo has been shaken by a powerful earthquake with a magnitude of 7.1, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. There have been no immediate reports of injuries or damage, but it temporarily brought high-speed rail service to a halt. The quake struck about 8 p.m. local time, deep under the sea south of the Japanese capital. Spanish media are reporting a bomb blast at a bar in Mallorca, the second such attack on the resort island in 2 weeks. Unlike the previous bombings, police say no one was hurt today. The Basque separatist group ETA reportedly made warning phone calls about the bomb and the area was evacuated. The calls came hours after ETA claimed responsibility for bombings last month that killed two police officers. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.